Mrs. Yount, by her success, does more for women's rights than 1,000 old nags could by berating men all their lives.
If the world does not open its doors to women, let women push the doors open.
So Mrs. Yount is one of our most respected millers. Women who are simply fashionable and hence frivolous will of course object.
Milling is not suitable for women who wear trails or trains or whatever you want to call them.
A mill is a poor place to cut a dash or make a display.
Managing a mill is not like managing a fan.
It is our private opinion.
It is our private opinion.
It is our private opinion that one real woman that takes hold of life with grit and intelligence is worth 200,000 butterflies who spend their precious substance in simpering, dressing, and perfuming.
Hello and welcome to Precious Substance. This is episode 2, and the words that you just heard Haley, Wendy, and I read were published by the Denver News probably around 1883 as part of a tribute to Boulder miller Ella Yount. My name is Laura Tyler, and in today's episode, Haley Williams, Wendy Clough, and I chat about the backhanded nature of the tribute and ask a question about this unusual turn of phrase, precious substance. What is it?
Well, I still think it's very complicated about if you should wear lipstick or not.
Do you wear lipstick?
At times, rarely though. Not like it's not part of my normal uniform. But if I go to a wedding or something, I feel like, oh, then I should. But it's always, I think it's confusing for women, you know, how we're held to such high standards. And it's a burden that you can be dismissed.
I can't comment with authority on what it was like to be back then, but I know what it feels like now. I know what it feels like to be a woman now. And so I'm kind of curious. This little quote that we landed on, precious substance, what did you connect with in that?
On one hand, the language is polite and I think it's elegant, but certainly the last sentence really stood out to me because they're comparing Mrs. Yount to some generic old nag who is really beating down on men and who's really frivolous and doesn't really bring any value.
I think I hear what you're saying, that it's on the one hand, we all know as women, the feeling of being valued by your appearance and that being the sum of your value. And then here in this little quote, that's really being put down at the same time. So this currency that you have is also really devalued.
I mean, it's insulting, certainly. But I think it's interesting to think about during the time it was spoken. In some states and territories of the U.S. at this time, women already did have voting rights. And other ones, namely more established states, like on the East Coast, didn't. Even though it's an individual opinion, I think it really reflects probably a lot of people's opinions and maybe a lot of arguments that happened publicly or privately at the time. It's really just a good example of this double bind that a lot of women face. I don't know. I have a lot of mixed feelings about it, actually.
I can see them trying to elevate this, by all accounts, extraordinary woman who's doing extraordinary things in Boulder in the early days. Why did he have to compare her to other women? And why am I identifying with that? So why do we have to put them down to raise this other woman up? So it's a lot of complicated feelings.
I think it's interesting. They're talking about beauty a little bit. And I was really touched by, we were talking about embroidery had been used for ornamentation. So that there was an attempt to bring beauty into daily life till an apron might be embroidered. There might be lace. People had gardens and flowers, and not just women. I think that's part of what I was drawn to. And art has something to do with beauty, I think, too.
That phrase, precious substance, really stood out to me, to all of us, really, because it was a little bit euphemistic sounding, and it was hard to tell what this person was referring to. And of course, it inspired the title of our show. I looked at this quote a lot, and I am still not really sure what it's referring to. I could think of a few ideas, but I don't know.
Will you outline those for us?
My first thought on what precious substance might mean is possibly just the ability to work and to make a contribution that's viewed as really needed, or it could refer to more specifically being a woman, her maybe possibly skills as a woman that are being wasted on these other women that are being butterflies. But I still have trouble understanding.
Well, I like what you're saying about puzzling over it, because that's very, very relatable to me. Precious substance, it sounds a little bit sentimental. And I've wondered, was this a common turn of phrase back then? Did people just talk about precious substance? Like, was it a thing? Or was this a very idiosyncratic turn of phrase made by an individual? So I'm not really sure what that was. Like you, I've thought about it and wondered what it is. And the thing that I keep coming back to is that there's something about the essence of the person. What is your precious substance? What is this thing that you are spending? What is that? Is it about the spirit? Is it about the soul? Is it a type of energy? What is it?
I agree. Well, it's kind of moralistic, I guess. That's how I see it.
How do you mean?
The grit and intelligence part that you were supposed to be showing instead of your frivolity. I think it is a rather harsh judgment, in my opinion. I think, but precious substance also sounds so sweet. And if you take it out of that context, to me, it seems like just a very irreplaceable essence of an individual. So I prefer to take it away from the moralistic tone. But I think that's kind of what was implied.
Can you say more about how you feel about this preferred interpretation of precious substance?
Not being a religious person, but still believing in the unique value of a human, you sort of have to come up with something like a precious substance to explain why life and beauty and truth is important.
Well, it sounds like we're asking the question, what is life?
Yeah, when you think of, like, she was making flour too, that's kind of cool. Like, nourishing.
Just a question about our question of what is precious substance? Why compare these two types of women? Who is this woman that is simpering and dressing and perfuming? Are there really women that sat around all day and did nothing? Or was what they did just not valued? Was that just not seen? I don't know. I'm imagining a high society woman, but I don't know. There's a lot that I'm making up in my mind.